The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Praying with this gospel last night, there were probably like 15 different words or lines that I wish I could speak on. But what jumped out at me the most, and it might sound simplistic when you first hear it, was this. He laid his hands on each of them. Another translation says, he laid his hands on every one of them. He didn't have to do that. How long into the night did he have to stay awake so that he could be attentive to every single person that was brought to him? He could have just simply raised his hands and blessed them all, cured them all with a word. But so that every single one of them could know of his love for them, his tenderness, his gentleness, his care, he would go to that extent. And it made me think about the gift of the Eucharist. What is one of the primary reasons our Lord gave himself in that way? So that every single one of us could experience what those individuals experienced that night. That he loves me so uniquely that he would allow me to touch him, and not just from without, but from within. That he would come into the depths of my soul, that I would know his love for me. My brothers and sisters, if we as Catholics, if every Catholic understood the gift we had in the Eucharist, every church in the entire world would be full every single day. Every treasure in heaven is given with the gift of the Eucharist. You know, it's interesting, I was listening to a talk by Scott Hahn recently, and I think it was one of his older talks because I have not heard him say this in years. And probably because it could give a sense of guilt, and I don't say it for that reason, but just simply to kind of put things in perspective. He said after entering the church, he said, I started to realize, gosh, this is what Catholics have. They can receive our Lord every single day. He said, I sometimes wonder if the pastor got up at Sunday Mass and he said, instead of giving out the Eucharist this week at Mass, if you come every single day, I'm going to give out $100 bills. He said, you think a single person that parish would miss Mass that week? And I go, oh my gosh. Right? $100 is nothing compared to the infinite riches of the Eucharist. And we are able to receive him every single day. And every time we receive him, it is impossible not to grow in every single way. Physically, spiritually, morally, psychologically, emotionally. Every time we receive him, every virtue is increased in us by reception of him, so long as we are in a state of grace. As we receive him today, let us ask him, Lord, touch me anew. And let me be ever more thankful for the gift of receiving your touch.